G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 21. I am John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Anata is on holiday this week. We'll be back next week for our big Boxing Day special, I guess, which I would imagine we're going to be doing on Tuesday. Eagle Farm, Joel, is the venue for the black type racing on the East Coast on Saturday, and a move that we're finding a little bit baffling. The Grand Prix Stakes moved from the autumn to this pre-Christmas meeting. It is still a three-year-old Group 3 over 2,200 metres at set weights, but hasn't really attracted a top. I mean, look, there's a few of these that might turn out to be frank the form from this, but they've got the job in front of them, haven't they? They really haven't got the score on the board, these horses.
No, exactly right. Look, they're obviously juggling things around up in Queensland with the summer carnival. They're trying to boost that winter carnival, things moving around, new races being introduced. I mean, this is just sort of the class of horse that you're going to get. I just don't think you're going to get anything better for the Grand Prix. So maybe bring it back to 2000. You know, possibly it's going to lose its Group 3 status with the class of horses that are going there. If they want to put on the good money for these staying three-year-olds, people have been calling out for money races for staying three-year-olds, so they've put one on. You're just not going to get any better quality, really, than what is there at the moment. But as you said, hopefully there's a couple of lightly raced New South Wales train horses, Chains of Honor, Mission Phoenix. A couple of Queensland horses have come through the lead-up races showing a little bit, but probably those two, the 5 and 6, are probably the two that people are going to be thinking could go on to bigger and better things.
And, we may as well start there. Mission Phoenix is the front page horse and Winning Post this week. It's your tip. Has come up with barrier 11, but is certainly a three-year-old on the rise.
Yeah, he's a son of Reset, and he's gotten to the 2,000 metres quickly. He won over that distance at Kembla Grange at his third start, and everything Mark Newham's touching in the month of December is turning to gold. I think he's had 8 winners from 16 or 17 runners. Of course, coming off the Villiers success last week with Quacker Jack. So stable in form. Josh Parr makes the trip to ride. He's my selection. I was taken by the win of number 2, Smart Meteor, who beat a couple of these in the lead-up race at Doomben. Just a lovely ride by Justin Huxtable, must be said. Saved all the ground. The gelding really, sort of pierced through the gap, and he settled a long way back. Settled well, too, for us, going from 1,300 to 2,000. So there's a few ticks for him. 5 Chains of Honour, 2 from 3, so similar sort of profile to Mission Phoenix. He hasn't been to 2,000, but he did go to 1,800 first up. He was pretty strong there. He's out of Faint Perfume, so very well bred, certainly to handle the trip. And 4 Moshiki, who didn't quite have the rub of the green behind Smart Meteor, missed a gap halfway up the straight, and probably could have finished a touch closer.
All right, I should have mentioned that was race 5, the Mullins Grand Prix Stakes. There is a listed sprint on the Eagle Farm card as well. Big card as usual for a Brisbane Saturday. And that's race 8, the Magic Millions Falvalon Quality. It's worth $140,000, so the 1,200 metres.
Now, I've gone with number 6, Isaurian. This race holds a wild card, I believe, into the Magic Millions day. And James Cummings has attacked it with a trio of runners. Isaurian returns a gelding. He's won 5 from 13. I guess he's hasn't won the big race to make himself a commercial stallion, but what he has done is built a terrific fresh record. 4 goes, 4 wins. Has that tricky gait, Josh Parr again, hopefully he gets a bit of luck, and I think he'll be the one to beat from 3 Batterhoz, the stablemate, who was really strong chasing home Spurcraft in the Bribie. Just yet to win at 1,200, but he drew 10 that day. Barrier 1 today, or Saturday, so he'll settle a bit closer. 4 Spurcraft, well, he's going to be the one to catch. He's built a terrific record, 9 wins from 14 goes. He hasn't won past 11-10 metres. So that is the one query, 1,200, getting to that trip. But he's going to be rolling along in front, hard to catch. And one tactical advantage, we know he's got a touch of class on his side. Does have the weight to coincide with that, though.
Alrighty, your best comes up earlier on the Eagle Farm program, and that's race 4, number 8, Pick a Plum.
Yeah, in the restricted staying event, this lightly raced mare, she's done a good job. She was massive odds first start and didn't do much, and then all of a sudden just put a string of wins together, 5 in a line. She had 3 months off and resumed at 2200 on the Sunshine Coast and was just beaten. Back to 1800 last start. I think that was against. She was rolled at $1.90 but beaten less than a length. I think back to 2200 third up just looks perfect for her. So she's the best picker, Plum. And I made my value in race 7, number 3, Skate to Paris. This is a mare that has often been tried in pretty good company, and in particular this time in. Now she's tackled Stakes Grade in the Tats Classic and the Just Now. She's been out of the placings in both of those, but back to a Class 6 handicap. She's won 4 races and finished runner-up 9 times. She's pretty well placed with 53.5 after the claim. She's really thrown in here in a Class 6. 1400 metres. She has won at the trip, she's won to 1350, sorry. So the 1400 is the little query. She's sort of more known as a bit of a short course sprinter, and gate 11 would be a negative as well, but just hard to resist with that weight dropping back to a Class 6.
Alrighty, back in Melbourne, the place to be on Saturday will be Flemington once again. This meeting is a daytime meeting as opposed to last week's twilight. The good news is that the forecast is for a very pleasant 24 or so after a couple of oppressive days during the week in Melbourne and elsewhere, of course. What did you like at Flemington, Joel?
Made the best Great Duchess, race 5, number 5. Thought she'd done a pretty good job in both her runs to date. Ballarat 1200, just a bit sharp, but she ran well for 5th and then stepped up to the 1400 and got worn down late after looking the winner by the promising Neighbourhood, who's got a bit of a future. And a lot of people honing in on Shawnee as a bit of a good bet in race 8 at Flemington, and Great Duchess knocked her off in the Revette final in the winter. So getting to a mile should just be perfect for her third up. She's the best. The value is Curamay, the Warrnambool filly in race 2, who was really impressive first up at Terang. Had to duck and weave, went back to the fence, ran some of the best splits of the day there, and then went to the Valley 1200 inside gate. Just didn't step all that quickly. She got back and buried, and it was a bit of a messy race. Held up on the turn. Once she got over heels, I thought she found the line pretty well. There's a couple of horses coming out of that Gimme the Goss race, Combat Order and Need New Friends, and they would be chances as well, but I thought Curamay at the odds could perhaps turn the tables on a couple of those, and maybe the best roughie. Well, it's in Shawnee's race, and she will be hard to beat. Shawnee, she's got a good Flemington record, but I think number 6 Exasperates over the odds at $13. First up run was really good, behind Star Missile, which is a decent form line. He went to Flemington, won the Greys race, and then he ran a place at group level in the Eclipse at Sandown. Just don't think he handled Terrelgan at all. I think a big track and back to the mile where he's won 4 races, I'd be having something on him to knock off the favourite, Shawnee.
All right, my value bet and trademark fashion, not really that much value, is race 5, number 10, Red Heeler. Has to come out of midweek grade here, so $4 you would think is very much sure enough. Battling for favouritism with your best, Joel, Great Duchess, but Red Heeler I thought could be one on the up, and race 6, number 1 is my best. That is Can't Be Done. For Danny O'Brien, hopefully drawn the right side of the straight and ready to win third up. Tom Stockdale claims 3. Moving right along to Royal Randwick, which is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Weather-related move there, Joel. Stinking hot conditions forecast for Sydney's west, but presumably the sea breezes will be cooling down Randwick. And your best in the program comes up pretty early. Well, it should be quite pleasant. 150. Edison is race 2, number 9.
Yeah, he's already met with good support in the markets. I think it went up $8 or $9, which wasn't quick enough to snap up, but into around $5 now, and that's probably more his go. He ran some good races early in the spring as a 3-year-old. Very unlucky in the up-and-coming stakes, and that was a race Superior, was first across the line in and lost in the stewards' room. He went for a little break after winning a maiden at Hawkesbury. The first up run at Gosford was pretty good, I thought, just outgunned late by a couple of sort of battle-hardened veterans there, including Iso Rich. Thought he was okay at Randwick last week. Now, that was 1100, that was in the race Superior 1. He loomed out wide and just didn't quite have the sharpness, I thought, over that distance. So I think quick back up, 1400, staying down in the weights, 53 kilos. I reckon he'll be hard to beat, Edison, race 2. My value bet comes up in race 9, the final event. It's number 10, El Mahiri. I reckon this race lacks a bit of depth, and I thought her first up run was solid enough. She got hampered by the horse on her outside, sort of about the 250-metre mark, and that just put paid to her maybe top 4 chances. She certainly wasn't going to win, But I thought her last 50 metres was quite nice. She trialled well leading into that. She's yet to win first or second up. So, you know, she will improve with another run under the belt, but I like her getting to the mile quite quickly second up. She's the value. The other one on the card I thought you could have a couple of dollars on was To Your Health, race 7, number 13. Went 1,000 to 1,300 second up and ran second to Pellurian, which is a good form line. There was 4 weeks between runs last start, and I thought was pretty good, finishing a close-up fifth in that blanket finish against Word for Word, who's going to be a short favourite and will be hard to beat, but I thought To Your Health at $9 or $10 represented a bit of value.
Gawler is the main venue for South Australian racing on Saturday. Just speaking of the current programming chaos, we moved a maiden from the Morfordville Friday meeting to this Gawler meeting. Was one of our colleagues saying, Joel, the forecast for Gawler on Saturday is 46 or something like that?
I heard someone say that, but Morfordville's already just been moved from Friday to Monday, which was probably always going to happen, really, with that forecast. But Gawler on Saturday. Now, I think Gawler will have a couple more Saturdays coming up through January.
Yes, they will.
Murray Bridge as well.
Murray Bridge as well, yes. Giving Morfordville a well-earned rest. But the punters get no rest, Joel, and you are coming up with your specials in the bookends, races 1 and 10 at Gawler.
Yeah, Air Marshal from the Will Clarkin stable was an acceptor for Morfordville Friday and did get scratched. Those scratchings have been reinstated for Monday's meeting, so he may have a change of plans, but I'd say he'll come here, six-horse field at Gawler. Was good on debut at Balaclava, running on behind the subsequent stakes winner Westport. Next run, it was a bit plain, but quickly tipped out and just really liked his recent trial. Not really asked for much of an effort from the back, but he found the line well. Looks to have come up in a winnable race. Takes on a couple of winners, being a benchmark 64 race, and he's only a maiden, but not an overly tough task for him. And my value bet on a tricky day to find some value, I went for the last, race 10 it is, number 8. Perfect Command, who resumes from a spell. He, I thought, put together some good form last prep just before going for a break. He won a race at Balaclava and then went to Morfordville and ran third at a big price. That was deep into a campaign. So whether he's sort of comes back and is ready to go first up, that's the query. But he has won fresh in the past. And maybe heading out for a spell in good form could be just a bit of a confidence boost of him. It's a pretty moderate sort of field. So I've gone looking for value in that race.
Ascot, the venue for Perth racing on Saturday. Of course, abandoned last week. They ran a few extra races on Wednesday. Put on a few extra races this Saturday as well. We thought for a while there was going to be 11 races, but then there's turned out to be 10 and only 78 acceptors. So good luck finding some value over in Perth. Does see the reappearance of Thistle Testure, the undefeated Thistle Testure, who we've got marked at $1.20. And is apparently the next big thing in WA racing. BJ's Best, race 4, number 2, Don't Fuss. His value bet is in one of the two black type races on the program. That's race 9, number 2, Ms. Leckie in the Starstruck Classic for fillies and mares over 1600. And the other black type race is the Ted Van Heemst Stakes, formerly the CB Cox Stakes, 2100 at weight for age. A couple of these just tuning up for the Perth Cup, but one who should be winning this race is number 5, Regal Power, for the Peters Racing and Grant and Alana Williams and Willie Pike, needless to say, also in red figures in that sport small field. So that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Oh, and one more thing, New Zealand earlier in the day, Joel, on Saturday.
Yeah, across the Tasman on Saturday, and the same two meetings as last week, Awapuni Tarapa, but the feature status switches, and Awapuni have the black type action. My best is in the Manawatu Cup, race 6, number 7, Platinum Invader. Just looks ready to win. He was a New Zealand Derby place getter earlier this year. He's taken a few runs to get back into form this prep, but a good third last time out, and on the minimum here, looks pretty hard to hold out over the 2300. And value bet is Happy Tav, race 8, number 13. Form this time in has been pretty solid. Third and a fourth from three goes. 4 kilo claim too, gets him in with 51.5. So they're pretty well placed here at an each way price. And at Tarapa, the best bet is Intrigue. She was our best last week. She was dropping back from a group race to a benchmark 85, I think it was. She was scratched. Anyway, now she appears in a 72. So she's obviously up in the weights. They haven't claimed. Leith Innes takes the ride. 60.5, but on her run two runs back, she should be pretty hard to beat here. And she's the best, and the value is Sengar. Race 6, number 8. Good win on debut. Going this direction. Went right-handed second start. Didn't really handle it. Ran third, but just didn't really handle it at all. And then was tipped out after missing out in a pretty deep three-year-old race. First up off a nice trial behind the talented Probabil. I think Ken ran a bit of a race. Race 6, number 8.
Alrighty, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday and your favourite features. And a bit of advance warning about Christmas week. We will be printing the paper on Christmas Eve and you will be able to buy it in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland on Boxing Day, so check with your newsagent as to what hours they are opening on Boxing Day. That is when the paper will get there. It will have form for Thursday, Boxing Day, Friday and Saturday, as well as a couple of fields for Sunday. We're putting in whatever we can get done on the Tuesday. There's a lot of things that aren't accepting until the Thursday. And apologies to in advance to readers in SA and Tasmania because of various logistical headaches, and believe us when we tell you that distributing printed publications is becoming more and more hard in this day and age. SA and Tasmania winning post won't be available until Friday, but Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland will be out Thursday, Boxing Day next week. So finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel. I think nothing outrageous for me, just playing through the V, picking up the ones and twos with race 6, number 1. It can't be done. It can't be done. Flemington on Saturday.
And it will be done, and I'll go pick a plum. Eagle Farm, race 4, number 8. Easy pickings.
All right, there you go. Simple as that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great Easter. Well, indeed, Christmas. They're probably running the Easter handicap, are they, Joel, on Boxing Day? Have a great Christmas. If we don't talk to you before then, and look out for the podcast at some stage next week. Have a great weekend, readers.